are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. And, you know, for anybody who's listening that's one of my personal patients, I really want to thank you all from the bottom of my heart for rescheduling your pap smears and prostate exams today. When I threw out my back, I threw out my back on Mother's Day, and I'm kind of unable to bend. I was still able to see patients today, but I couldn't perform any pap smears or prostate exams. And for those of you that rescheduled your appointment, I'm not joking, honestly, because I know, you know, you take time off. You tell your boss, I used to do that too. Boss, I got to take off next Friday because I got to get a pap smear, and I can't do it this week because I got my period, and I can't do it next week because if I have sex, you're supposed to have your pap smear a day or two after having sex. So I got to do my pap smear next Friday. Is that okay? Can I take off? And then the employer's like, too much information. TMI. You're like, all right, but thank you. I would do that on purpose. You know, whenever you take off a Friday, people always think it's because you're trying to sneak out of town to be with your boyfriend or whatever. So when I was younger, I would actually give a full account of what I needed to have done. Right? And I have a rash and I need to get it taken care of. Please take off work. By all means, please. So anyway, thank you all for putting up with me. I have back pain every now and then, but this is a doozy. And I'm all propped up in the studio and I'm fine. You know, whenever you pull your back out, as long as you aren't moving and you're in one position, you're good. You know, but you start moving around, then it's a problem. So as long as I stay put, I'm good. If I move, then you got that clinching. And, yeah, the doctor needs a doctor. The doctor needs a chiropractor. That's what she needs. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. By the way, did you guys hear about this? Speaking of my honey or husbands, here we have a husband and wife that I think are going to be going against each other in a New York State Assembly seat. We got Republican Mark Schimmel, who I guess has been fighting with his estranged wife, has not finished divorce proceedings, but wants to boot his wife Michelle from office, so he's running against her. I don't think I've ever seen a husband run against a wife. I want to look that up. What type of senatorial, congressional, state races were ever run opposite each other, husband, wife? These guys are still married. Now, apparently, though, Mark is Republican. Mark Schimmel's Republican wife is Michelle Schimmel. And I guess Mark's mother, Irma, isn't too happy about this. And she said that, I can't believe my son would do a thing like this. I'm going to talk to him. Okay. So apparently, Assembly candidate Republican Mark Schimmel is going to get a talking to by his mama, and she's going to tell him he'll never win anything against Michelle. Sometimes that's what has to happen. The mama has to get involved. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We got a lot to talk about. This is kind of interesting. Apparently, they have these quote-unquote electricity-using viruses. So they're now starting to use viruses for non-virus type of issues, which I think is not really cool. Okay, let's just leave viruses to viruses because this is confusing. But apparently they're making these boots. These boots are made for charging, where you could take mechanical energy, and by using these quote-unquote energized or engineered viruses, turn it into electricity. So they're going to convert mechanical energy into electricity. Isn't that what a windmill does? Anyway, that uses mechanical energy. All right. I mean, I'm not really good at all this energy and engineering. I know viruses, but when they stick viruses into engineering, I'm lost. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how they're coming up with a virtual colonoscopy that doesn't involve you doing a prep. So that sounds pretty good. There's a compound in red wine that may ward off Alzheimer's. Apparently, Fort Lee, New Jersey is starting to ticket you if you walk while texting. We have a 28-year-old man in Egypt who died of a heart attack, and then he wakes up at his own funeral. right, we have a guy with a botched up circumcision. I want to get to all of these stories right before his wedding. And I guess 7-Eleven is adding low-calorie Slurpees just in time for the summer. I got to tell you, I love Slurpees. I love Slurpees almost as much as I love Ho-Hos. And I got to tell you, the sugar content of these things are huge, not to mention the high fructose corn syrup and whatever else they put in there. So it's going to be interesting that we're going to have a low-calorie Slurpee. But what's the most interesting is how I'm going to get through this show with my back spasming. I know, we were talking about maybe I should have taken, my doctor gave me like a muscle relaxant, but I can't do that because if I take a muscle relaxant during the show, my words will slow. So I can't do that. I need to be astute. So that's okay. I took some ibuprofen. I'll get there. I'll get there. And yes, we're going to do, my husband already planning massage, physical therapy, TMI. I know. All right. Okay. But for those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I could still think. I could still talk. I could still move my hands. Right. So call in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. What's this? Cycling can reduce a woman's sexual enjoyment. What? Scientists at Yale University found that female cyclists will experience less pleasure during sex if the handlebars of their bike are lower than the seat. They learned that a low handlebar position puts extra pressure on nerves and blood vessels in the saddle area of the genital area. Okay, what if you just sit on the bike and not pedal? Will that preserve your sexual function? We talked about bicyclists and men. Men have more sexual dysfunction if they bike. Because, again, they're putting pressure on their gonads. All right, the study reported that modifying a bicycle setup by raising its handlebars helps alleviate neuropathies. This is published in the Journal of Sexual Medicine. They looked at 48 women who rode at least 10 miles each week. And then I guess they asked them if they were sexually satisfied. One of them said, none of your business, and smacked them in the across the face. No. They actually used microns with biostimulatory for genital sensation. Oh, my Lord. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Survival is not about the end of the world. It's not about a hypothetical plane crash or the latest violent storm. Survival is about the satisfaction of knowing you could take care of yourself and your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. CampingSurvival.com was started in 1956. No, not the .com part, the survival part. CampingSurvival.com has over 17,000 urban, wilderness, and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We look around to make sure we have the lowest prices, and CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Don't base your survival on the latest spring up on the internet company. Do business with an authority on survival. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born on preparation.
This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost one per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we're coming into the summer, and this is where everybody likes their sugary drinks. We're outside, we're sweating, we feel low in sugar, we feel low in salt, so we don't want to just drink water, we want to drink our Slurpees. So 7-Eleven has come out with a Slurpee Light, all right? Apparently, 7-Eleven is the nation's largest convenience chain. They're the one that I believe came out with Slurpees. Many other places call it Icy, right? They call it Icies or Slurpees. I just call it Slurpees because, you know, it makes a Slurpee sound. Apparently, the drink is about 45 years old. Anyway, they're going to use Splenda, and they think they're going to be knocking the calories down to about 20 calories for an 8-ounce Fanta sugar-free mango. And, oh, darn, now I lost it. I was trying to see. I think they also have a wild cherry. There's also a Fanta wild cherry Slurpee drink, which would be 66 calories. I mean, still better. I don't want you guys downing artificial sweeteners all the time. Anyway, they're going to target the females. I think females will go for the mango. See, I like the Coca-Cola Slurpees or Icies. I like those. And I think the reason why is because they really add on the extra syrup. And it's tastier that way. And unfortunately, they're high in calories. You know, you think you're getting less calories because of the ice, and it's not. You're actually getting, one, it's a larger size, and two, you're getting more of the syrup. that they're putting in there. But anyway, so I guess, you know, maybe look for the low calorie, but try to go for the water. Okay, you know, try to drink water, because honestly, drinking, you know, artificial sweeteners day in and day out, I would rather you get as pure as possible. You know, I see people, they live on their diet drinks. They're quote unquote addicted to their soda. Sorry, my back is spasming and I gotta switch. Ow, sorry. I don't know why I pulled my back out. It's not like I was lifting weights. Sorry about that. I'm having these back spasms. I gave my mom a hug. I jumped up to give my mom a hug for Mother's Day when I sat back. Yeah, it's my mom's fault. Of course it is. I blame everything on my mom. When I sat back down in the chair, I had electricity and pain. So I'm just kind of getting through it. My doctor says I'm good. Quit being a weenie. But I apologize. Every time I move, it hurts. So if you hear me scream, ah, then you know why. Now, speaking of screaming, although people screamed in joy, apparently people were at a funeral of a 28-year-old waiter in southern Egypt. They were all there for the funeral. And apparently hospital officials had pronounced Hamdi Hafez al-Nubi dead. He came from the village of Naga al-Siman in the southern province of Luxor after he suffered a heart attack while working. All right. So apparently the family took him home, washed his body, and prepared him for burial Friday evening. A doctor sent to sign the death certificate thought it was strange that his body was still warm. All right. Then, at closer observation, the doctor discovered that he was still alive. So then they woke him up, and everybody was, the mom fainted. They woke up the mom. They woke up the person, and then I guess they had to bring back all the deli trays to the store. They all celebrated. I tell ya, you know, you'd think in this day and age they would know when somebody died. You know, one saying we learned in medical school is you're not dead until you're warm and dead. And I remember us medical students were like, I don't get it. You're supposed to be cold when you die. But the reason why they taught us that is if you had people that came in with hypothermic drownings, they said warm the body up because there's a chance you may not be able to find a pulse because they're cold, right? And the shunting and the bradycardia, et cetera. So you don't call a person dead if they're cold. You wait until they warm up. And so that's where we say you don't say a person's dead or whatever. In this particular case, he had a heart attack, and I don't know why they didn't figure this out. Maybe he was in a coma. I don't know. But anyway, that's good news. I always like hearing somebody who possibly could have died not dying. That's always a positive. Okay. Now, what's not a positive are air traffic controllers goofing off when they're supposed to be watching the flight. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I guess a bunch of air traffic controllers are busted because while they were supposed to be watching the planes and air traffic controlling after midnight while on their shift, they would take laptops out to watch movies. They would play games, gamble online. Some people left their shifts before they were over. Apparently, they were cursing at managers, refusing to train new controllers. They were flouting rules required them to pass on weather advisory. Flouted rules requiring them to pass on weather advisory to pilots, so they weren't even giving weather advisory to pilots. Some of them were blowing up air mattresses and taking naps in between breaks. So anyway, there's all these allegations made by Evan Seeley, former manager in the Ronkonkoma New York Tower. He came forward last year. Now the FAA is looking into it. I mean, doesn't that frustrate you? You're sitting there in the plane, you think everybody has it all together, and then here they are playing solitaire or watching a movie. Look, I understand things get boring. Oh, sorry. Like the Dr. Dahlia Show, exactly. I can understand things get boring and you get tired. I get that. But when lives are at stake, that's when stupid things happen. What? There was a near miss last week. I got to find the source. There was a near miss between two airplanes, I believe, last week because air traffic control wasn't paying attention. I don't know what's going on. I really don't. And listen, I understand about graveyard shift. I had to do it. You know, when I was doing the wards and you're doing 36-hour shifts, trust me, you want to get some shut-eye. No, but, you know, if you get some shut-eye, then you can handle the next day. I get that. But remember, the reason why you're covering that shift is because you need to be awake. Okay? Nobody pays you to be asleep. I don't know any job where you're paid to be asleep. All right? So you need to get your act together. So interesting, because you wonder if this happened in this air traffic control setting, how many others? And I don't want to, I mean, I don't want to bag on air traffic controllers. I know you guys work hard, but there are some people that are idiots out there, it looks like. And so, yeah. Okay. Well, speaking of idiots, there are people crossing the street in New Jersey while texting. And I guess police in Fort Lee got so fed up, right, with people putting themselves at risk while crossing the street, etc., that now officers are ticketing pedestrians. If they're not alert and they're not watching what they're doing, they get a ticket. Okay? Just in the last couple months, they've seen 23 pedestrian accidents because of talking while texting or twexting, they call it. All right, so now I guess other cities and other states are looking at texting while walking type of penalties, including Arkansas and Pennsylvania. But apparently this is the first time we've actually seen it enforced. So, you know, I don't like the government being involved in a lot of things, but I have to admit, I live in an area where we have a lot of pedestrian accidents. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And one issue that we're trying to crack down on are people getting hit on the strip. And I think one of the things these people are doing is while they don't call it the strip, they call it the resort corridor now. And I have to admit, it's impressive. I mean, when you see some of the hotels and the Bellagio and the fountains and, you know, places you've seen on TV, you're going to take pictures. So people are taking pictures and then they take the picture and that's not enough. They have to upload it onto Facebook or they have to tweet it or Instagram or whatever the heck they have now. Now there's so many things I can't even keep up. And I know because I do the same things. When I take a picture, it's not enough to take a picture. I immediately want to upload it to Facebook. And doing that really takes a lot of concentration. And you're not looking and seeing what you're doing. Now, most of the time whenever I do that, I'm sitting somewhere. You know, maybe I'm missing the speech, but at least I'm sitting down. But these people, because remember, drivers think that you're watching. The average driver should be thinking that you don't have a clue and your head is up to your retroperitoneum as a pedestrian, but they don't, all right? The average driver thinks you have it together and you're watching, and unfortunately, that's not the case. Now, we have to, and I think at all drivers, we should just be cognizant of the fact that many pedestrians are distracted. And being distracted, they're going to do stupid things. They could very easily wander in front of your car. And because you have the car, you're going to be more likely at fault. And you're probably going to be the safer of the two. So, unfortunately, these things happen. And, you know, if it makes people more aware, I'm okay with that. I'm fine with that because it really is dangerous. And I'm tired of seeing all these people get hit. And children, too. You know, kids are doing that, too. They always walk and text. Where did they learn that? You know, when we used to have to write a letter, you'd have to sit down to write the letter. Remember you used to have to sit down to be on the phone? Then cordless phones came so you could walk around and talk. Then cell phones so you could walk around and talk. Now we're texting while walking. But you know what? Helps fight obesity. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extendivite. extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm down in the main ballroom of a four-star hotel in Austin with Tom, the GM. Tom, you've had four wedding receptions in 3 days. That's a brutal schedule.
Yeah, we've been hustling.
Well, your team still looks fresh, and I gotta say, the carpet does too. Talk about your game plan.
Simple. We called in the all-star team from CentOS, and they changed our ground game completely.
CentOS? They're known for uniforms. How do they tackle your floors?
Their towel and carpet deep cleaning service makes our flooring look like new. With our old playbook, we used to rip out the carpet. So we're running with CentOS from now on.
Thanks, Tom. And thanks to CentOS, there's plenty of life left in this dance floor. Let's go up to the booth.
Tile and carpet cleaning is one of the many expert services the CentOS team can tackle for your business. Don't replace your tile or carpets. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, a gentleman was able to lose over 100 pounds because he was told he was too fat to ride his favorite roller coaster. So we have Nat Ambrose had felt dejected when he was turned away from the volcano roller coaster at King's Dominion Theme Park in Doswell, Virginia. It was embarrassing. His wife was with me. His cousin was with me. He looks amazing now. Apparently, the theme park workers would not allow him on the ride because the safety harness did not fit properly over his body. Remember we were talking last week about airplanes and how many airplanes are built to 1960s standards where people were skinnier and slimmer. And so they say most of the belts on an airplane will not protect you if for some reason the plane is, I know people are like, well, if it's crashing, does the belt even help? Well, what if, it's an emergency landing or Scully has to land in the Hudson or, you're sliding off an icy runway? You need those seat belts. And so I guess because of the rising obesity, many of the safety measures that were put into place decades ago now have to be refined. So anyway, the gentleman waited in line for 45 minutes, couldn't get on. And then he had to sit there and watch his kid, watch his family do the ride, so he was upset. So 9 months later, he had lost 105 pounds. He said he went to the gym, the YMCA, worked with trainers. It doesn't sound like he did any sort of diet pills. exercised, and apparently he has now lost over 100 pounds. So good for him. You know, sometimes it takes that. You know, I've talked to you guys about losing weight and how, you know, many of us, if we aren't really into it and we do it halfway, it doesn't work. You know, trying to maybe, you know, eat a whole bag of sugar-free cookies rather than cookies, or, you know, substituting diet Slurpees for Slurpees, you're not really into it. I mean, if you really want to lose weight, then you need to retrain your body not to crave the sweets. And it's very difficult to not crave sweets. I get that. I mean, every now and then I would in fact, I'm now craving a Slurpee. Don't ask why. I just am. But, no, I really wish I didn't read that article. I had a thought of Slurpees all year until that Slurpee article. Dang. I love Coca-Cola Slurpees. Dang. All right, but anyway, I mean, if you're going to do it, you do it right. Yeah, every once in a while you're going to have a treat, but your daily meal can't be, sprinkled with sweet stuff, even if they're sugar-free. You need to just train your body, no, I don't have to eat the sweet stuff. Okay, eating fruit is sweet enough. I told you guys a great trick is now that grapes are in season and blueberries, etc., wash them off, dry them off, and freeze them. And then that's a very tasty dessert. It tastes like candy. Frozen grapes taste like candy. Easy stuff. Easy to do. All right. Lots of different things you could do for cravings. Find your yummy jicama. Jicama is a great vegetable because it doesn't really taste like a vegetable. Tomatoes. I know those are fruits, but we call them vegetables because they have lycopene and they're very healthy. Tomatoes. Things you could do to get your mind. Whenever you have a craving, throw a cherry tomato in your mouth. Or a frozen grape or something, and it's good enough. But you really have to have that mindset. Now, another example, which we were talking about earlier today on the show, on the Dr. Dahlia show here. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Is let's say you have people trying to do liposuction to lose weight. Well, Fox News reports, look, okay, liposuction may be nice, but you could actually be putting yourself more at harm by now the fat depositing viscerally. Now, viscerally means it lines the organs. Now, we've talked about visceral fat versus superficial fat before on this show. Your visceral fat is the more dangerous kind of fat. Now, many people that have increased abdominal girth, the big tummy and back fat, already have visceral fat, which is why we say abdominal or truncal obesity is bad for you. But people trying to slim down by getting liposuction aren't doing much for their health. Maybe worse, because if the fat can't deposit in the fat cells because you've liposuctioned them out in certain areas, then they're going to find other areas to deposit the fat. And the other areas they're going to deposit around will be your organs. So just kind of, you know, keep your eyes open here. Whenever you get liposuction, if you don't change the way you eat and the way you diet, the fat is going to find other places to go. You know, there was a story decades ago where somebody who had body dysmorphic disorder liposuctioned as much as they could do. They liposuctioned under their chin. They liposuctioned around their stomach, their upper thighs, their butt, etc. Well, all of a sudden, the lower neck and the upper neck started to get heavy and heavy. This was, I think, back in 1970. She ended up having the fattest neck. I mean, the body decided to deposit fat wherever it could deposit. I mean, it's going to deposit fat where it wants to and try to get rid of that. You cannot liposuction all your fat away. Okay, you're going to have to go for the exercise. Again, this is very difficult for me to talk about because I threw my back out and I can't exercise now for the next couple days. I'm trying to do arms. I'm trying to do Kegels, but it's not working. All right. What else can you do for food cravings? I'm trying to think. I mean, I like gum. We were taught in Weight Watchers back in the 80s that you could chew a piece of gum. The problem is many of us have TMJ. Now, I don't talk about the jaw a lot on the show, but I think I should. A lot of us have jaw pain. Many of us have jaw issues. And one of the reasons is we were gum chewers and bubble poppers. I was a big bubble gum chewer. And I also grind my teeth. I'm a big tooth grinder. And many of you grind your teeth. The way to tell is open up your mouth, look in the mirror, and if the tops of the teeth are yellow and they look a little flat, you're probably a tooth grinder because the yellow is a sign that you lost your enamel. And my teeth are so ground down, I could probably not even get a cavity that's almost flat. And I don't mean to grind my teeth. I'm probably asleep, maybe thinking about Obamacare. I don't know. But I grind my teeth a lot. So unfortunately, I have to really, unfortunately, I can't recommend to any of you, to chew bubblegum or chew some gum to get rid of craving. I gotta be honest. I think gum makes you hungrier because you're salivating and your body's already getting ready for some sort of feed to come and you don't eat when you're chewing gum. So my guess is actually gum or these candies like Tic Tacs, etc., can make you hungrier. And if that's the case, it's defeating the purpose. All right? And the other thing, too, is, you know, again, don't be eating one or two meals a day because you're going to get hungry in between. Okay? It doesn't make sense. Eat regularly scheduled meals. Okay. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. We're talking about sleepwalkers in today's news. They say 1 in 3 adults have sleepwalked. All right? I thought this was much less, and I know many of you are thinking of the Step Brothers movie with Will Ferrell. Great movie, funny, where they're sleepwalking, they both sleepwalk, and then you wake them up and they scream and they shriek. Which, by the way, you could wake up a sleepwalker, that's fine. It's just, try not to. You know, if someone's sleepwalking, you want to kind of steer them towards their bed, get them into bed if you can. If you have to wake them up, don't shake them, because their arms will flay and they may, you know, attack you back because they may sense they're being attacked. But just make loud noises for them to wake up. And, of course, you want to make sure they aren't going to trip on anything. I know it may look funny and it may give you a giggle. But you want to make sure if you are married or with a sleepwalker, you know, make sure that the house is as fall-proof as possible. Maybe even put a doggy gate or baby gate at the top of the stairs. But really, 1 in 3 people, they say, sleepwalk. The study published Monday in the Journal of Neurology suggests that other sleep disorders like severe depression, OCD, obsessive-compulsive disorder, could actually increase your chance of sleepwalking. Okay, remember, we probably need to revisit the whole REM sleep cycle and the types of sleep cycles and when you get night terrors, when you get nightmares. We'll probably revisit that sometime. But people that have their sleep hampered, a lot of times will, you know, be in one state of sleep while their body is walking and moving, et cetera. It's kind of fascinating, the whole reason why people sleepwalk. Now, people on antidepressants, Paxil, Zoloft, et cetera, may have a higher risk of sleepwalking. So if you have depression, OCD, you're on selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, talk to your doctor, all right, because we do not want you sleepwalking. You could get hurt, especially if you get into your car. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Okay, quit your dancing. No. You still have to get colonoscopies. I know many of you heard the news how this prep-free virtual colonoscopy could put an end to needing prep. Many of us can't stand the prep, but no. I still got to fill you in, so stop the dancing. This is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. All right, between last hour's show and this hour's show, I got a little bit more information on the scoop and on the meat of what's going on with these virtual colonoscopies. Now, we've talked about virtual colonoscopies before, about 10, maybe 12 years ago, these things started to become popular, where rather than getting the fiber optic scope inserted through the rectum, up the colon, into sigmoid, transverse, or descending, then transverse colon, a little bit hooked to the right colon, needing to prep for a couple days, completely evacuating your bowels with this sudsy-type prep, being on chicken broth and Jello for a couple days before, kind of miserable. Virtual colonoscopies came out. Even though you needed a prep and you still had to have a rectal tube, you were able to stay awake during it all. And then they would do a CAT scan. And the CAT scan would then come up with a 3D type cartoon where the radiologist would be able to look at the colon as they go through. And if there were any blips or polyps, then they would refer you for a full colonoscopy with the GI doctor. If not, these were pretty good because they were pretty sensitive, about 95% sensitive. Okay, well, many people don't want either. Really? Yeah, they don't. Okay, people don't want to do the real colonoscopy. People don't want to do the virtual colonoscopy, especially because of the prep. You know, many people don't care about being asleep with the, you know, with the regular colonoscopy or being awake with a rectal tube. You know, they don't mind that. They mind going through the hours upon hours the night before of the prep. Well, what they've come up with now is a quote-unquote prep-free type of dye. Now, what happens with this is it's ingested. It's a contrast agent that you will have to digest a couple days before the test, but it's small. What that does is it highlights your fecal matter in the colon, okay? Rather than you getting rid of the stool by doing a prep, the stool is going to sit there in the colon. But then what it does is a computer can digitally erase anything tagged with this fecal tag from the scan using a computer software program, so then the radiologist could hopefully see the polyps underneath. Now, again, I'm still a little shocked that the technology is that good. Okay, because what if the feces doesn't pick up all the dye? You know, one thing we talked about is how some of you, you know, eating your nuts and your whole grains, and bless you for it, I'm glad you're doing it, but your poo-poo is kind of chunky. All right, it's just not all solid soft serve, if you know what I'm talking about. You're kind of chunky, and I apologize if you're eating, but the truth of the matter is, so if you have some nuts, if you have some peas or grains or popcorn kernels or what have you, that won't get tagged with this fecal dye. So that it won't be quote unquote erased. Now, I'm assuming they are prepping for that. They know many of you like your cashews. I don't know. But anyway, in this study of 605 patients published Monday in the Annals or Anus of Annals of Internal Medicine, the prep-free virtual colonoscopy, that is though a good, publication, by the way. I do a lot of research in the Annals of Internal Medicine. Anyway, the prep-free virtual colonoscopy was able to identify more than 90% of suspicious polyps that were a centimeter or larger, compared with 95% identified when the same patients had standard colonoscopy. All right, the only reason why I wouldn't do this, here's my problem. My problem is I come from a family where both sides get colon cancer. Now, 1 in 6 Americans over the age of 50 get colon cancer. I am probably at higher risk because of both sides. And at that point, I don't want to take the chance of going through a whole virtual, them, you know, finding something, and I got to go and do the real thing anyway. Or my worry is I get the virtuals, they say you're fine. I don't think I could still sleep easy. But that's just me. Many of you that are low risk, we probably could get away with it. Okay? Right now, the American Cancer Society recommends that you get screening, a colonoscopy every 10 years, or a flexible sigmoidoscopy, which only goes up to the sigmoid, a virtual colonoscopy, or barium enema every 5 years. How many of you have had a barium enema? Oh, Lord have mercy. Yeah. All right. So, and like I said, most people complain about the prep. Now, many of you are like, wait a second, colonoscopy every 10 years. My doctor says every 5. True. And I agree. I say every 5. The reason why, and we've talked about this, is usually for a polyp to turn cancerous, it takes about 10 years. And your colonoscopy is not always 100%. Most of these tests, again, they aren't 100%. So if, God forbid, you miss something, at the 5-year mark, you'll hopefully catch it before it gets bad. Plus, what's nice is people grow polyps, and then you get polyps removed at the time. So I'm a big fan of the every 5 years if you have polyps every 2 to 3. Now, from what I understand, they're starting to change the recommendations. So if you have high family history, they're going to want you to check more often. Already, they want you to start screening in your 40s. They're thinking about having African Americans and males starting to be screened at 45. Again, it's tough because all these recommendations are trying to come into play while we're trying to save money and Obamacare is in limbo. So it's difficult. But what we do know is, I think from what I understand, about 50,000 a year in America die of colon cancer. Is the number that much at this time? 50,000 die every year from colon cancer. So they're going to have to step it up a little bit. So talk to your doctor. If you think you'd rather do this virtual colonoscopy than the full-blown colonoscopy, that's fine. You know, go for it. It just, you still have to have the rectal tube. Okay, remember, they aren't just CAT scanning you and your tushy is, free. No. You still have to have a rectal tube because it blows CO2 to open up the bowel. Yeah. So I'd rather be asleep through it all, honestly. I just would rather. I think every orifice has been poked and prodded at some point in my life. I would just rather be asleep through it all, as long as nobody's having a cigarette. All right. Also in headlines today, they were talking about how falling birth rates in Japan may mean that they may not have any children under the age of 15 by the year 3011. They say apparently that they are losing a child, not by death, but at the birth rate, by one every 100 seconds. So they think Japan will have no children left within a millennium. Now, that doesn't make any sense because people are still going to have kids. But they're already having a crisis as their life expectancy with Japanese are already, especially with women, going into their 90s and at an increasing rate. Men going into their mid-80s. And there's not enough kids being born, young people putting money into the system. Right. So, no, I hope they don't do Obamacare. But they are going to have a big population issue. More older people than younger people. Not enough people having babies. So we're going to keep an eye on that. Also in news today, apparently researchers have found a 37,000-year-old piece of porn. Apparently researchers working in the south of France, where else, have discovered an oldest example of cave art, which actually involved female genitalia. We don't know why it was a woman's vulva. We don't know why they were drawing it. My guess is it was a gynecologist teaching fellow medical students. I mean, they didn't have chalkboards back then, so they probably carved things out of limestone. Or maybe it was a dad trying to teach his kid what to do when they got married. I don't know. But apparently this carving, and it doesn't to me look like that. I mean, I'm not a gynecologist. I mean, I'm a family doc, but I think I've, performed enough gynecology to be able to recognize a vulva. Anyway, it's a circle with a phallus. Now, I understand there are some phallus-type women's anatomy, but to me it looks like a male genitalia. But I can't really describe. It just to me looks like a big circle. But you want to know what? If it works, it works. Okay. Looks like they are coming out. Works for people, it works for people. All right. A virus power recharging source. As people walk, they could hopefully harvest that mechanical energy and turn it into electricity. Scientists tested their approach by creating a generator that produces enough current to operate a small liquid crystal display. Ooh, just what we want. So, I think it would be cool if I could lower my power bill. Imagine how much walking I would do. I think that would actually cure obesity. All right, guys, we are back tomorrow. Please have a great rest of the way home. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter and Facebook. Y'all be safe.
I've seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.